broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Monday, November the 14th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour, 35 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on any of the conversation we were having in hour number one? Just to recap, we were talking about the fruitcake toss. Any new info on the fruitcake toss, December 15th at 7 p.m.? We now know that the Busy Bee convenience store will be going in where Certified was on Main Street. Have you noticed more people sick this year with headaches and colds and NyQuil and just everything? I was out all this past weekend and seemed like everybody I ran into was sick, or every place I went, somebody was sick. What do you make of that? Thanksgiving this year, 10 days away from today. Are you going to go out and eat this year for Thanksgiving, or are you going to cook at home? There's a lot of discussion this year because of the inflation. Will people just go out and eat? And I was saying, I don't know a lot of places in Marion where people could go out and eat. Beside Denny's, I don't know what else is open on Thanksgiving. I know a lot of the churches do their things. But beyond that, I really don't know. If you have any information on that, give us a buzz. And is the Bath and Body Works opened at their new location? They moved from the mall. I think they closed in early October in the mall. Are they out by Kohl's yet? And the other questions, do we have any information on the Del Taco? Do we have any information on the Charlie's cheesesteaks? 740-751-4038. And do people put up their Christmas decorations and start doing Christmas things too early? That's the conversation we were having right before the break. I say they do. I don't know what prompts that. I don't know if the lights make them happy. I really don't know. But I think until the night of Thanksgiving, you really should not be putting up Christmas stuff. Now, I understand that people put out lights because warmer weather is conducive to that, but you don't have to turn them on until Thanksgiving night. But who knows, to each their own. We'll have an extra long Christmas season this year, 31 days, so you know you'll have that tree up for a long time. And the lights and whatever else you have. But people start early. It's those Hallmark movies. They get people baking cookies and putting up lights, getting out the Christmas tree. I don't understand it. Does anybody understand it? If you can't explain it to me, give me a call. 740-751-4038. And I was talking about the conversation I was having yesterday, which I do find to be an interesting conversation. I have watched Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol for years and years and years. And yesterday, I don't know why, but for the first time I thought, is there any biblical significance to A Christmas Carol? Because Ebenezer Scrooge is this cranky old man, and the ghost comes and takes him to see his past. Now that does not change his tune. Shows him the present. That does not change his tune. What changes his tune? It's seeing his own tombstone. But what I don't understand is it the fear of death that makes him change his ways? Because I think in a way, one of the overlying ideas of religion is what happens to us when we die. So that would be very similar to A Christmas Carol. Carol. But then I don't understand it, because how does being happier at Christmas save you from dying? Which apparently is what he's afraid of. So I don't know. If you understand any of this, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Certainly a lot to talk about there. The busy bee taking over the certified on Main Street. What's going on with Del Taco, Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks? Are Christmas decorations up too early? Do you notice a lot of people being sick right now? Going out to eat this year on Thanksgiving or staying home? Are you watching those Hallmark movies? Wow, oh wow. The girl is in a big city. She goes home. She finds love in a small town at Christmas. Then she goes back home, realizes she can't live without the guy, and she comes back home. That is the plot line to every Hallmark Christmas movie there ever has been made. They always have a happy ending. I guess you gotta like that. All right, anybody else have anything? Oh, any news on your mind as well you can share with us. 740-751-4038. 22 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning, 10 days away from the big turkey gobble gobble day. 35 degrees here in Marion, cloudy skies. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are wide open and ready. 740-751-4038. Oh, and I talked a little bit about this on Friday. We didn't get deep into it because we had the veterans in. But, you know, I'm really thinking about this Harding dog collar again, because we're approaching the end of the year. And the deal right now is we've got a $5,000 reward for the return of Harding's dog collar. Now, that's only good through December 31st. Now, what could we do to entice this person to return this dog collar? Now, $5,000 is a bit of a chunk of change. But what can we do to get this person to return this dog collar so the kids can all be happy, happy? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, yeah, we just got a message from Rich Gorenflo, who's listening. He just sent me a message here online. If you look on the internet, they're advertising for an owner to open the Del Taco, apparently. They built it, and they didn't have a franchise to run it. Well, that's interesting, franchisee to run it. Well, I didn't know that. I know that they were advertising on the internet to have somebody buy it, but... I don't know. It's like $3 million. Do you just have $3 million to go out and drop on the Del Taco? I don't understand that. I've never heard of that. That you build the building, you buy the land, and then you try to sell the property? You think you'd have a franchisee ready to go. I don't know, but that's from Rich Gorenflo, our friend out there listening. I don't know anything more. To me, that's just turned into a mess. Nobody wants to buy that. There's not much property there. $3 million? Do you think that's worth $3 million? That little property there? I mean, it's a new building. It's a nice building, but I don't know. I wonder if they're going to try to open it and run it, then sell it. You know, if it's doing well, then you say, hey, you know, maybe I do want to be the franchisee here. Beyond that, I have no idea. 740-751-4038. The never-ending saga with Del Taco. All right. Well, how do we get this dog collar back? $5,000. What could we throw in there to entice the return of this Harding dog collar? Got to be something. Any ideas? 740-751-4038. All of our history buffs out there. All right. Oh, well, here's something I wanted to do. Boy, I forgot. Almost forgot. See, this is where your mind goes. While I was on the air on Friday, we got news that legendary comedian Gallagher had died at the age of 76. And I had a very long, pretty close relationship with Gallagher. He was in Marion three different times. And all three times I had interactions with him. And it's interesting because when he died on Friday, apparently, I did not realize this, but there are a lot of urban myths as to why he was in Marion, Ohio. A lot of people thought his brother lived here. A lot of people thought he had family here. A lot of people thought he had a house here. Nobody knows the real story. So I'm gonna tell you the real story as to why Gallagher was here. Here's what happened. And I'll try to make this as short as possible. But here's what happened. In 2008, Gallagher was to play the Palace Theater at Christmas, like the week before Christmas. And I was doing my annual Christmas special on WMRN, where I would have celebrities call in and share Christmas memories. I think that year we had Phyllis Diller and Helen Thomas and a whole bunch of people, Jane Meadows. Well, I heard that Gallagher was going to be at the Palace the following night. I believe the Christmas special was on a Thursday, and the special, or the Palace show, was Friday. So I sent a message to Gallagher's people, and I said, hey, would he call into the Christmas special since he's in town, and he could also promote his show at the Palace? And they say, we'll see what we can do. Well, the next thing you know, I got a call from Gallagher himself. He called me personally, and he said, yeah, I'll come down to the studio. So he comes to drives to the studio. I never expected him to come to the studio. Comes to the studio, makes his own coffee, appears on the show live, gets in a little bit of a contretemps with Phyllis Diller, who was one of the guests booked on the air. And after the show's over, Gallagher says to me, are you coming to the show tomorrow night? And I said, well, I'm not sure yet, maybe. And he said, I want you to be my announcer at the Palace. And I said, well, okay, then I'll come. So I went the next night. I became his announcer, and everything went well, and we were all good. So then I stayed in touch with him over the next few years. That was 2008. 2012, Gallagher had a heart attack. He was on stage somewhere. I think it was in Texas. And I had his phone number from 2008, so I called to see how he was doing, and he was okay, and I said, hey, would you call into the show and let people know how you were doing? I'm sure they'd be interested. And he did. And when he called in, he announced that he was retiring from stand-up comedy, which he never did, by the way. Never did retire. Well, when he announced he was retiring, this made national news. The Associated Press picked up on it, and it became a national news story. Well, that did. I think I was on WDCM at that point, and that did very well by that station. Got the word out, free publicity, so on and so forth. Well, then Gallagher decided to come to Marion to guest host my show, like 3 months later, in the summer of 2012, and he came. And I picked him up every morning at 5:30, and we did 6 to 9 on the radio every morning for a week. And he was great. He paid for his own plane ticket to come in, paid for his own rental car, paid for his own hotel, paid for his own food. He never asked for anything. So that's what went on in 2012. Well, the interesting thing was, in one of the shows we did on the air, he mentioned that he had lost all his money in the stock market. Well, this gets picked up by the Associated Press and became a national story. So now we had two national stories at WDCM in about 3 months, which was very good for me, but the story about him being broke, I don't know that was necessarily good for him, but in a way it was, because the people at the David Letterman show called him up and invited him on the show because of that story. So that's what happened in 2012. Well, 2017, we were here at WWGH, and I said, Gallagher, the Popcorn Festival's coming up, and we had had Mr. McFeely at the Popcorn Festival the two previous years. I said, we need something big this year. Why not Gallagher? And he, again, drove himself in, paid for his own hotel room, paid for his own food, came into the Popcorn Festival, and he did another week show with me. Co-hosted from the studio. We did a lot of stuff that week. So that's Gallagher, and that's why he was in Marion all those times. And you know, the only thing I can say is we stayed in touch after 2017. Hard to believe that's been 5 years ago. But he called me back. It was either July or August. And he wanted some help with an idea he was working on. And we talked, and I could tell he wasn't feeling the best. He told me he'd gone through some health issues, and he wasn't going out during the pandemic. But life did what it does, and of course, he passed away last Friday at the age of 76. And I'm so glad I had that conversation with him, because that ended up being the last time that I spoke with him. Now, what I will say about Gallagher is this. If you met him, because he did spend a lot of time in Marion, and he went to the bars, he went to the restaurants, a lot of people got to know him. He could be very funny. He could be very cantankerous. He could be very difficult. He could be very smart. He could be very entertaining. He was a very complicated person. You know, what do you say about a guy who pays to have himself come in, never asks for a dime, but then, you know, turns around and he would yell at somebody if he did not like what they were doing? So he's a complicated guy, but he did a lot of good for me by giving me those interviews. He certainly did a lot of good by me for coming to Marion twice and not giving me any kind of a bill. He certainly did good by me in the national news stories, and he was always fun. He was always argumentative, and that's what I liked about him, because I felt that that was entertaining. So what I wanted to give you a little taste of here this morning, I want you to hear Gallagher on this station. Now, a typical interview with Gallagher was never typical. It wasn't, where were you born, what's your favorite moment in show business? It was never like that. Gallagher was always argumentative. So I'm going to give you 10 minutes here. Now, this is an interview that was done with... I just got a message from Mary. Now, this is interesting. Mary said he had a good friend in Marion that he stayed with. I don't know if I should say his name, but his name was Dave, and he used to be a mailman. Now, I'll tell you how that all happened, because I was there when that happened. Here is what happened with Dave. Gallagher was staying in a hotel out by the, I think he was out at the Travel Lodge here in Marion when he came in 2012. And Gallagher was big into the stock market. And he decided that he was going to give a seminar at BW3's on the stock market. So we did my show one morning, and then we went out to BW3's. And Dave, the mailman, came to that seminar. And basically what happened was Gallagher was tired of staying in the hotel rooms. And Dave had this apartment over his garage. And Dave asked Gallagher if he wanted to stay in that apartment. And certainly it was better than the hotel. And that's what happened. That's how that all came to be. So I certainly wasn't going to let Gallagher stay with me. Now, I'm going to tell you, now, that's not mean. I'm just going to say he could be cantankerous. And I know he and Dave, and I know Dave very well. I know they got into little contretemps as well. So, you know, but Dave, I know, liked him. And matter of fact, I saw Dave not too long ago, and he had lost his phone number, lost Gallagher's phone number, because he got a new phone. And I said, well, I'll give you Gallagher's phone number, because I knew they had been fairly close. But, you know, that's also an urban myth, that he came here because he knew people. Well, he really didn't know Dave until he came to do the radio show. Now, that's not nor hither nor yon, but that's the real story behind it. And I say there have been so many urban myths as to why he came here that, you know, I thought, well, I'll clear it up for you once and for all. I said a lot of people thought he was born in Ohio. I've heard everything, that he had a brother here, that he had just everything. Well, what you just heard was the real story. And that's how he met Dave, was at that seminar at BW3's stock market seminar. And that's how it all happened. So there's the true story. There's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. Okay. So I'm going to go back here and give you 10 minutes of Gallagher. Everything with Gallagher was combative, by the way. But Gallagher and I never had a bad word off the air. I will say that. I don't remember ever having an argument with him. So I'm going to give you 10 minutes. This is Gallagher on WGH, the last time he was here, back in 2017. You know, I think this is another telemarketer here. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Attention. This message is from the legal department.
Oh, my. It's one of those, you know, if you've gotten some kind of illness, type of illness, calls. Okay. What do we got here? Okay, Gallagher. Gallagher on this station, and as I say, it's not your typical interview. Last time he was here in 2017, the date of this interview, I'm going to give you 10 minutes of it. The full interview is available on the website, WWGH1071.com, but this is paying tribute to Gallagher. It was always fun because he was combative, but the date of this is August 28th, 2017, more than 5 years ago. Can you believe that? But this is our friend, the late Gallagher, on WGH from August 28th, 2017. Take it away, Gallagher.
A longevity tree in your family.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't you want to see Mom? 92? She's still with it?
Well, you know, people that are 92 can't be too with it.
I
tried to jump up and down in front of a bridge to take a picture the other day.
The picture's chatty.
And about hurt my knee. I think all you should say to an old person is not how do you feel, it's how are your knees. Because if your knees feel good that day, you're in a better...
I'm glad you brought this up. This will get us off all the other subjects. A doctor came on this program 2 weeks ago who is in Marion, who now is dealing in stem cells for fixing knees and back problems.
Yeah, well, the party I was at last night said you can use WD-40.
Is that what you can do?
Our 3-in-1 oil. And you rub it around there like that. Because, you see, I quit taking my cholesterol-lowering medicine, and my legs and my knees and my joints feel good without that glucosamine chondroitin.
But what about your heart?
Here's what it is. I believe I can live until I die. But if you have to walk there, I don't think I'm going to make it. Mm. In fact, I'm thinking of going to hell because I heard you go there in a handbasket.
So we know now what your medications are. We know what you were
doing. None. I'm not taking nothing.
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 You're all natural.
Well, they only give you a few things. They think you should lower your cholesterol, but you know, your body, every cell in your body makes cholesterol. It's the pail that all the water is in each cell is a cholesterol molecule.
Shouldn't somebody who's had several heart attacks be taking some kind of medication?
Well, it is nice to just give it a broad term like medication and then or say meds. But in particular, do you think I should slow down my heart? That's one of the things, that beta blocker. Do you think I need to thin out my blood and have the possibility of having leakage in my brain and having that's what can happen when you take those. Do you think I should take an aspirin and run the risk of in your stomach wall you get those ulcers from aspirin? But it does work as a
They
got
office.
A beta blocker, and then they do the cholesterol lowering. You know, half of the people that have a heart attack have a low cholesterol. It isn't a good indicator of heart attack.
What is a good indicator?
Homocysteine. A homocysteine above 10 is a better indicator, they found. But you can't make as much money on retired guys. This, it's all about... Although I guess half of the population is women, and they are just as bad. But when I had my heart attack, or one of them, I went in. They had to have an exercise class, and I went in. It was all guys, and they're semi-bald, and they're all like type A's, you know. They all ran their companies, and their wives are real concerned, or at least appeared that way.
The stress will do you in.
Really? No.
Is comedy stressful?
No.
No?
Here's what happens in your bloodstream. The cholesterol collects and gets a hard crust on it. Now, when you get stressed out and you're like that, you can break the crust. Then little pieces of cholesterol are released, and your body thinks it's an infection and sends white blood cells or macrophages. So you actually die from a clot made by a process to save your life.
I hope the listening audience has a dictionary next to them when they're listening to this show.
It is necessary. What do you want, a dumb?
No,
a dumb. You have very smart people with complete vocabulary.
Well, I'm not saying
that. I'm going to explain the English language to everybody. I hope they all tune in.
Tonight.
Especially the kids. Get the kids in here. They don't know what they're doing.
Not a clue.
These kids have no vocabulary. They said that you great and fine. That's it. Good. How was your summer vacation? Good. That one thing. You're 3 months without any school. How was that?
Well, I've noticed a lot of times, too, is even in these text messages, instead of writing out the word you, it'll be you.
No, I don't mind doing that because we don't have a lot of time and we want to move on.
Do you say progress or progress?
Progress.
Wrong. Progress, because you're going forward, and the root word is pro, which means to go forward. The correct pronunciation is progress, not progress. That's
I know, but I say ain't also because it works real good. It rhymes with paint, and you can use it in songs and
asbestos.
It's the best way to say it.
Asbestos or asbestos.
Well, as you know, in my song, I'm only getting high to get closer to you, Jesus, I do make up some words just to make them rhyme. So I love to have fun with language.
So that is just happiness.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you.
That's my business.
And is your for how long now? Established?
Well, I think my whole life. I think I was as I look back now and... my dad was he wanted to be a hypnotist, but I think he was really a performer. He had books on hypnotism.
What was his business? He owned this roller rink and he wanted to be a hypnotist.
Before that, he was a machinist up in Ohio, and I got asthma and we moved down to Florida and he went in.
Look what the man did for you. He moved to a different state for you.
I do appreciate that part.
Well, why would he haunt you? I don't even know what his poor wife, chatty
just
hospital receptionist.
Because he liked it. You know, people that'll poke you.
Was your mom happy for you when you got success? That's the question we asked.
No.
She was probably talking to all the nurses.
No, they all get nitpicky and they want to know why they don't get as much as everybody else and they want this, that, and the other.
She's probably got a good pension. Did they sell the roller?
You're digging this hole. You never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Well, I don't want it. I'm just saying. I did not
realize.
Well,
maybe you speak for the whole Ohio area.
I didn't realize your mother was still alive. That's fascinating to me.
Well, why? You're going to call her up and have her on the show?
Ooh, wouldn't that be? That'd get the ratings. When's the last time you spoke to Mom?
See? You're digging it.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm not like every other host who asked about your brother. I didn't go to that neighborhood.
There it is.
No, I'm not going to go there
because
I don't care about that.
Good.
But I just...
Don't you care about the English language? I want to bring up three dimensions tonight that's going to help you the rest of your life.
I won't talk about it again. It's divergent. We're going to talk about the English language tonight. We're going to talk about, can we play this song, which is it's a hit.
Yeah.
Whether you like it, whether you like the content.
Well, I think they can't wait to have an opinion and tell
one way or the other. Darn right. Super
terrific. But I told the title. I told the title.
That's fine, but they don't know what
I'm
it's
only getting high to get closer to you.
And I want to explain why
it's cute.
It is. It's about cute. A minute 30.
Out of your life.
Super terrific whiz bang Gallagher show tonight, 8:10 to 10 live. Oh my
God! It's a tool for the rest of your life. You'll
language.
Say this is before I listened to Gallagher.
I led this show, so tonight you'll lead
and get the kiddos
so
ready
your
tonight.
Subjects tonight, you're going to say hello.
Yeah. Really?
I'm just going to point to you. And
now, you just told me that in front of everybody. I haven't known this. You never said
well, you
that.
Know now.
No.
You got seven hours to prepare.
If we dig a hole, it's your fault. You're the leader.
We got the shovel. We are done for this day. We are going at the request of people.
Hey, when do we tell everybody the local news? And
well, we're gonna. I can't get to it. I'm trying to let people know.
It feels like we're in the middle of when we should be doing
geez,
it.
Louise.
At five after.
Audience, at the request, next hour we are.
Let me do a little local weather. It rained and now it's stopped. But boy, didn't it rain a lot.
Okay, next hour at the request, we are going to replay the interview from Colin Cosell next hour, who is the grandson of Howard Cosell. So that's where we're going to go from here. We'll be back tomorrow. No, Adam's guest hosting this show tomorrow. We'll be back tonight with the super terrific whiz bang.
Howard Cosell, because of his connection with a fighter, and you're tying it in with the fight we just had?
Something like that.
Is that how it is?
I didn't things we can't.
You know, everybody
about.
With the popcorn festival's a volunteer.
Yes, I'm wondering.
I just wanted everybody.
Okie doke.
Did you know that? It's all volunteer.
Stay tuned for Colin Cosell and tonight at 8:10. Oh my dear Lord, you won't want to miss it. The super terrific
Wizards
Gallagher show.
They're all volunteers.
Stay tuned. News and weather after this.
They don't get paid.
Oh, my. Well, that was Gallagher on this show, August 28, 2007. As I said, it was never a typical interview, as you would say, but he was a good guy. He was a good guy. He was funny, and we'll miss him. So going at the age of 76, we'll miss you, Gallagher, so much more than the watermelon. Let's just put it that way. All right. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. You know, that's why I love our website. And that's why I love that we have taped everything on this station. Now we can go back more than 5 years after the death of Gallagher and listen to that particular moment in time when Gallagher was on the show, and we were having a good time back in 2017. All right, 740-751-4038. Anybody have anything they would like to bring up at this point? We can talk about Gallagher. A lot of people had run-ins with him here and down. We can talk about the Busy Bee, which is taking over Certified on Main Street. We can talk about the fruitcake toss. We can talk about all the people who are getting sick here locally, colds, fevers, headaches, all that. Thanksgiving, are you going to stay home? Are you going to go out and eat? How are you going to do it? Oh, what else do we have here? Is it too early to put up the Christmas decorations? Is anybody going to ever buy the Del Taco for $3 million? Dick Gorenflo has filled us in this morning that online it does say that Del Taco's for sale for something like $3 million because they don't have a franchisee. Let's see. What else is on the agenda here today? I don't know, but that's where we are. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have an update on anything? What can we do to get that Harding dog collar back? $5,000 through December 31st. That's part of it so far. But where do we go beyond that? 740-751-4038. All right. Well, what else is there this morning? Well, you know what? Last week, we did not finish. Well, let's take the call here first. Then we'll come back to it. Go ahead, caller.
Because your station is what we need to know, Scott, what's going on out there by the BP station at corner 529 and Mount Vernon Avenue that they've tore that old car wash down? And
you know, that's interesting. I'm not sure if there's anything going in there or if they're remodeling the gas station. Because I do know that when I passed by Friday morning, I was actually going to get gas,
and that gas station is blocked off. Now, I don't know if it still is this morning, but not only was the car wash torn down, but there was nobody working inside. There was yellow tape all over all the entrances. So I think they might be extending the gas station.
Well, I know that car wash hadn't been in operation for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening, because I can't think of any other reason they would shut down the gas station. But, you know, that's turned into a mess, because Meijer is still closed, and now that one is closed. So really, on 95, the only gas station you can go to is the Duke out there by KFC.
Yeah. Yep. Well, anyway, I was just curious.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, we love a call like that. Phone lines are open. And, you know, that is the truth. We are really the only station left where you can get any information around here. I don't know what the other people are doing. God bless their heart. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. And that's why we're here every morning. Have fun. And hopefully spread some information around. 51 minutes past the hour. 36 degrees and cloudy skies, 10 days away from Turkey Day. 740-751-4038. 9 minutes left to go. So if you've been thinking about saying anything, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you here today. All right, the phone is ringing. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
Why aren't you on that dog collar? You know, these, I don't know what they call them, these billboards that flash, you know, like the one, it's downtown, is it on Prospect Street, where, you know, stuff, and then there's one up by, right up from Rockies there on Church Street to the left. That's only two I know of. Why don't you see if those people would run just a short thing? I don't know, maybe donate, because I went there one time, and I think for one of those, they wanted, I think it was $700 to run something. Why don't you see if they won't run something? Because most people don't get the paper, and if they don't get the internet or the radio and stuff, most people are out traveling. Why don't you see if they would put just a little short thing, you know, just the dog collar, a reward, and no, you know, no anybody get, you know, anything about it, you know, just want it returned.
Well, it's a good idea, but I think I'll look into that. But I also wonder, is there anything we could add to it? Now, $5,000 is a lot of money, but is there anything we could add to it to entice this person to return it?
No, was there, did they use the ladder? Was the ladder there, or did they bring the ladder?
I believe they would have had to have brought the ladder. I don't know. I know there was a ladder used.
Well, you know, they couldn't go very far. I mean, you'd have to have a truck. And those apartments that they tore down for that museum there, those brown apartments, I always thought that maybe somebody there. They were right close to it. And if I don't know, it could be anybody, but I thought right there. But I don't know, you think that with the award, I don't know if they know about the rewards, what I'm thinking. Or somebody has a dog and they want the dog to wear that collar.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, because I can't understand it. It's been over 10 years now. They used a ladder on the busiest street in Marion on a summer night. I believe this happened in June or July. They had to know where the dog collar was. They broke the window. They had to know that there was no security system there. The only thing they took was the dog collar. There was never a lead, nothing. So I don't know. It's mystery.
Something would be, I would think people would, I have never been there, something more valuable than that. And unless they had a dog or something, I don't know why they would. And it would almost have to be, it couldn't be an older person, I don't think, that would go through the window to do that. I think it's somebody younger. But if they brought the ladder, did they ever try to get prints off that ladder, or do you know?
I'm sure the police station did, because I know they left the ladder. You know, I'm sure they did, but there was never a lead.
That's what I said. If you didn't have a truck, you can't hardly put that high a ladder, I don't think, on a car, unless you were close there. I was thinking mostly those apartments. All you'd have to do, you know, is
Well, they had to carry it there. You wouldn't see people going down the street, even though it was 4 in the morning, you know, with a ladder. So I think they had to be real close there, and they just didn't bother as soon as they got it. They just didn't take the ladder back. But maybe they got scared. Maybe something happened and they ran or something and didn't, you know, never bothered getting the... But I think if it was put up on those... They're those digital board things. If something was put up there and run for a short while, I would think whoever owns that would even donate the time. You know what I mean?
Well,
to do that. That's the only two I know, is the one there right up from Rockies on the left. That it used to be an auto place, but I don't know if they do the T-shirts or something like that. And then the one downtown in that parking lot. Because when I'm down there, I always, glance at them and stuff and things. Because I think maybe the radio and most people don't get the papers, so maybe they don't even know there's a reward out for it.
But we'll hope something turns up. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, somebody else was trying to call in there. Remember, if you're just calling and it's just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call back in. We've got time here. 4 minutes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If that was you, give us a buzz. I know somebody was buzzing in there. Unless it was just another telemarketer. Boy, like we need that. Two of those already this morning. The election's over, so it's telemarketer season. 56 minutes, now 57 minutes past the hour. 36 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Any thoughts? Now, again, if you called in, and I know somebody did there while we were on the line, just means we're on the line with somebody else if it keeps ringing, so dial us back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz on anything you'd like, from the dog collar to the Busy Bee convenience store taking over Certified on Main Street. When is Bath and Body Works open? Are they already opened? Out by Kohl's? Have you been into Bell's outlet store? Know anything about Charlie's Philly cheesesteaks out on 95? Know anything about the Del Taco situation, more than we've already talked about this morning? No franchisee? How are we going to get this Harding dog collar back? We got a $5,000 reward through December 31st. All kinds of stuff to talk about here this morning. Are people putting up their Christmas trees too early? Do you have a reminiscence of Gallagher, who passed away Friday at the age of 76? All right, anything. 2 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind? Have you noticed all the sick people out there? That's another. Colds and headaches and fevers and la-di-da in every direction. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Still 2 minutes left to go. So if you were trying to get in, we would love to hear from you here this morning on WGH Talk. All right. Well, maybe this is that person. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Gallup here. I'm finding out what the temperature was this morning, Scott.
36 degrees and cloudy skies.
My wife asked me, I said, wait till I call Scott Pierce. She said, you can't call him. I said, the heck I can. I said, just listen to me. Here's Carol.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Hey, Carol, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, very good. Well, do you think it's going to snow today?
You know, it's possible. It's 36 right now, so if we drop just a few more degrees, it could happen.
Wow. Okay, I'll let you go and enjoy the day.
Hey, thanks, Carol. Bye-bye.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
I got 9:58. What's your clock say?
9:59 and 30 seconds.
Well, okay, we're always compatible on that all those years. It was within 30 seconds or something like that. Hey, have a good day, and I'll see you later. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, Ted Jolliffe, there you go. We're always glad to hear from people. All right, for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod